Welcome to the Govardhan Retreat. It is a great pleasure to be able to serve you again, this time online. But maybe we will go there. Now, let me present to you a little bit what I wish to talk about during the upcoming sessions which I give. My title will be Life Lessons from the Govardhan Leela, and I have a specific intention giving this. Let me first speak about the content. I have done a lot of research and come up with many hidden and unknown details which are really essential in order to understand the subtle things that Krishna intends to do with this pastime. And then I have been able to extract a few lessons, life lessons from it, on Srila Prabhupada's lectures, his Krishna book, and the many experiences of great devotees that they made at the hill of Govardhan. What is my intention presenting these series of lectures? I want to bring you all to the sacred valley of Giri Govardhan, Krishna's dearest servant, who has the Shakti to make the impossible possible. Yes, this year we cannot physically go to Vrindavan, but we can be there in our mind. It experience a similar magical effect on our consciousness. There are three personalities which are still the same as they were when Krishna was personally present in his manifested form in Vrindavan. This is the dust of Vrindavan, which he touched with his lotus feet. It is the river Yamuna, where he bathed with the cowherd boys and in other occasions with the gopis. And this is Giriraj Govardhan, whom he lifted and touched, and who served as an umbrella to protect the Vrajavasis from the anger of Indra, who had been totally overwhelmed. So by talking about Giriraj, seeing Giriraj in our mind's eye, meditating about Giriraj, contemplating the pastimes which Krishna did there, and the many, many lessons and inspirations for our lives, we can actually be in close contact with Giriraj. And this is the whole idea of the Govardhan retreats. We want to bring you in contact with the greatest of servants of Krishna. The tremendous encouragement and inspiration that will most hopefully echo through the rest of the year 2021. Thank you very much. You are very much welcome. And Giriraj Maharaj Ki Jai.
Next, we will hear from Burijan Prabhu the topic that he has chosen, a beggar's precious gifts. And who is he talking about? He will be talking about, as you heard already in his presentation, about the visit of Sudama to Krishna. The subtitle of his presentation is Hidden Wealth in Sudama's Journey to Dwarka.
Hare Krishna.
Come on.
This Vrindavan retreat obviously will be a special retreat because we're only all situated at the feet of Giriraj Govardhan by our minds and not exactly with our physical bodies. So in this mood of separation, I would like to tell you of a wonderful pastime. The pastime, in one sense, everyone already knows. It's the story about Sudama and his time with Krishna, both in the Gurukula and in Dwarka. I say that it's a pastime that everyone knows, but sort of everyone knows. And it's a very simple pastime on one level, and it's one of the most favorite and dear pastimes known about Krishna all over the world. But it is actually a very, very, very deep pastime. I have here an Amrita Chitra Katha comic book. The cover that I saw so many years ago, perhaps 30 or 40 years ago. And here's a picture of it. And inside, or the explanation of this pastime, is quite typical. And in some senses, it's true. But actually, Krishna's pastimes is far, this pastime is far deeper than is intimated. Let me read it to you, what it said. It's very short. Sudama's gift, and everyone knows what that gift was small and inexpensive. And indeed, it was small and inexpensive. But Krishna found it priceless, as it came with selfless love. And indeed, Sudama had brought that gift for Krishna, begged by his wife. That gift was begged by his wife. And with great, great love, he didn't want to give it to Krishna even. But Krishna took it. He found it priceless. Krishna, who had both wealth and fame at his command, received it with pure joy. He had wealth. He had all fame at his command, certainly. And indeed, he received it with pure joy because it was given with such great love. The little description continues. Life had taken the two friends on different paths after their time in Gurukula. Quite different paths. Ajiva, who loved Krishna, and Krishna, who was the unlimited Supreme Personality of Godhead, one would imagine the paths were quite different. And Sudama was now painfully poor, actually, because Sudama was always thinking about Krishna. Although he was poor, he was not at all painfully poor. He was a renounced, detached individual. Their affection overcame all difficulties when Krishna did meet Sudama in Dwarka. All differences, rather. Their affection overcame all differences. The poor and the rich can be overcome with affection, the differences. However, a simple meal, or Sudama's gift, became equivalent to a luxurious feast. Krishna, indeed, he was so eager to taste that chipped rice that Sudama had brought. And magically, because of this gift, turned a poor hut where Sudama was living into a mansion of gold. So the Amrita Chitra Katha message is that if you give something to Krishna, your poverty will be erased. And your insignificant house will turn into a great palace, a great mansion. And indeed, that's what happened. But it's so much deeper than that. And Sudama was already the most wealthy person, and his wealth increased 1,000, 1,000,000 unlimited times when he met Krishna. It's a wonderful story. It's a deep story. It's worth telling again and again and remembering again and again. And we shall try our best to enter into this incredible pastime. I was surprised at how it has layers and layers and layers of sweetness and layers and layers and layers of depth. And I was even surprised as I was reading it, how the different parts reverberated against each other, and they churned more and more sweetness. So we will have three classes on this wonderful pastime, and we shall enter into the very, very sweet relationship between Sudama and his beloved Lord Krishna. We shall hear of how they became friends in Gurukula and how they shared, what they shared. And also we have videos, very, very interesting videos of the very place in Avantipur, the places where Krishna and Sudama stayed
with
their guru, Sandipani Muni. We have so many interesting surprises. So we hope to see you day after day.
She's not allowing.
Remember the pastimes of Krishna. And in this way, you can be sure we'll end up in Braja. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. We are looking forward to hear the story of Sudama. Now, another presentation, which is usually most wonderful, is the one done by Her Grace Jagatarini Mataji. Dramatic narrations, usually, or telling us amazing stories. And this year, Jagatarini will take us to Braja's sacred forests. The title that she has kept is "The Trees Want to Tell Their Stories," and she will be presenting three different trees of Braj.
Hare Krishna. It's so nice to be here with you all again, even if, well, none of us are by the side of Giriraj in a beautiful decorated pandal with a host of devotees from all over the world having kirtan together and sitting in the garden chanting our rounds by the side of Giriraj, or sitting by the side of Sarabhi Kund, surrounded by little sparkling lamps that reflect into the water and make one feel as though they are already in the spiritual world. Truth is that sitting by the side of Giriraj, we are in the spiritual world. For the previous 6 years, I have had the pleasure of sharing some beautiful pastime of Krishna with the devotees in the form of an evening presentation. And this year, I was considering what to do. And I concluded that it would be very nice to share with you a project that has been dear to my heart for many, many, many years. When I first came to Vrindavan in 1983, I was very, very attracted to the rural atmosphere here. It was a different Vrindavan. It was a different India. And we were different. That first experience of that quiet atmosphere with the peacocks in the morning and the trees rustling in the breeze, and no cars, no traffic except during Kartik and Shravan, and just the general quaintness of the Vrindavan town, the village atmosphere, was very, very heartwarming. I learnt, as I have gone on in my relationship with the Dham, that there is an inherent difference between the eternal spiritual aspect of Vrindavan and the, you could say, the outer covering, the layer, the thin layer of matter that covers over the surface of that transcendental experience. I have learnt from my own experience also that sometimes one perceives the sweetness within the Dham, the special nature of Vrindavan and Krishna's pastimes there, and at other times the Dham seems like any other place in India. And at such times there is a sadness that comes in the heart because you recognize that, oh, I am somehow disconnected. It's one of three very mysterious subjects. So my presentations this year are on three of my favorite trees in Vrindavan. The first one is at Kaliya Ghat, the Kadamba tree, where Krishna jumped into the Jamuna to chastise Kaliya and banish him from Vrindavan. And the second one is Vamsivat, where Krishna played his flute and called the gopis to come and join him for a beautiful dance. And the third place, well, I'm going to leave that one a secret for now. So please, come and join us, and we will see the beautiful trees of Vrindavan, even though we are separated by oceans and miles, and living in different places all over the world. The trees want to tell their stories. Hare Krishna.
Wow. Wasn't that attractive? We have one more topic, one more speaker for this retreat. And that is, as you know, His Grace Madhavananda Prabhu. For the last several years, maybe 4 years, Madhavananda Prabhu has been lecturing on the same topic, Giriraj himself. He has been speaking from the Sri Sri Govardhan Vasa Prarthana Dashakam of Srila Raghunath Das Goswami. And every year he's giving us a wonderful commentary on one of the verses, sometimes two verses. So this year we are going to hear of Giriraj, the ultimate team player, and that will be verse number 9 of the Govardhan Dasa Prarthana Dasakam.
Hare Krishna, dear devotees. Welcome to the Govardhan Retreat. Let me speak a few words to you about the topic I'm thinking to speak on this year. I'll be Giriraj, the ultimate team player, with the software of couple prayers. Gauranga Gana Gocha Galadu Haram Gauranga Gudit Samagopyada Kolpa Briksham Gopala Gadharati Dam Yati Singha Gora Govinda Deshika Varam Satatam Namami Namo Vrindavanam Kaya Tubhyam Goloka Molane Purna Brahmata Patraya Namo Gobardhanaya Cha Vansha Kobadarubhischa Kripa Sindubhyeva Cha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Brinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So we'll be speaking something this year again from the prayers of Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, known as the Gobardhan Basa Prarthana Dasakam. And this year we will continue with text number 9. And our topic and point will be about how Giriraj Govardhan is the ultimate team player. Previously, in our text 8, we spoke something about how Giriraj is Haridasa Varyo, and how Raghunath Das Goswami says that that statement that Giriraj is the greatest devotee comes from the mouth of Srimati Radharani. So now in this verse, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, he gives us some examples, some understanding of how it is that Giriraj is the greatest of devotees. And he says, Nija Jana Yuta Radha Krishna Maitri Rasakta Brajanadu Pasupakshi Brata Sokyaika Data Aganita Karunatvan Mamuri Krityatantam Nija Nikata Nibasam Dehi Govardhanatvam. He prays to Giriraj that you have this rasa of friendship for Radha and Krishna. Your nija jana yuta Radha Krishna Maitri Rasakta. Maitri means to be a friend. And you have this rasa for Radha Krishna. And not just Radha Krishna alone, but he says, Braja Nadu Pasu Pakshi Bratta Sokyaika Datta. You also have this friendship for all the people of Braj, Braja Nada, Nada means the people, but also the Pasu, the animals, and the Pakshi, the birds. Because Giriraj, he says, it's you, Giriraj, who Sokyaika Datta. You're the sole purpose of your existence is to give them happiness. And so Raghunath Das Goswami is praying to Giriraj Govardhan that because you're so karunatva, you have so much mercy, urikrityatantam, you please accept me. You're so very, very distressed. So we discussed previously how we want the Govardhan Atva, or the qualities of Giriraj as Haridas, the greatest servant. And this text 9 gives some indication of what those qualities are and how Giriraj is the greatest of all team players. His service as Ekadatta is simply, wholly, solely to support others. He's not thinking of anything for himself. So this will be what we'll be exploring, the importance of service in this way and the example of Giriraj Govardhan and what we can learn from him. And we'll meditate something on a statement that Srila Prabhupada made when he was in Mauritius in 1976, where he spoke to some government officials there, and he told them that Vedic society is based on the principle of love. He said, civilization must be founded on love, not law. By law, you cannot make a person love you. First, he must love you. Then he will gladly follow your law. So this is the difference between two devotees that Raghunath Das Goswami gives us in his Govardhan Basa Prarthana Dasakam. In the very first verse, he speaks about Pratihata Madhajisto Danda Devinda Garba, how the intrinsic quality of Giriraj is to smash the pride of Indra. Indra, his mood is based on law. But the mood of Vrindavan, the mood of Giriraj, is based on love. And real civilization, as Prabhupada said, must be founded on love and not on law. And Giriraj, therefore, he's the greatest of team players. Indra may be externally appearing to be more important, but Giriraj is the greatest of all team players. So stay tuned and come and see what we have to say about this. Thank you very much. Giriraj Maharaj ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Vancha Kalpa Dhrubhishcha, Kripa Sindhu Bhyeva Cha, Patitanam Pavanibhyo, Vaishnavibhyo Namo.